Nice win for you guys. A nice start to the game as well. Really on the defensive end, 18-8 you led after that first quarter, but it was a nice road win for you guys against a team that was coming in pretty confident as of late.
They've been playing pretty well, but they're young too. So, I mean, they're going to have those peaks and valleys, and, you know, they're going to be really good here in about a year and a half or so once, you know, their maturity level catches up. But, you know, got some size, got some, you know, some kids that like to play basketball. So, you know, Cimarron's going to be really good. Told Coach Losey that, you know, the future definitely bright for him.
Absolutely so, and you guys win it here tonight, 79-34. A great start shooting once again for you guys, and you've hit you hit 13 threes unofficially here tonight, 27 threes in the last two games.
Well, you know, those things kind of come in streaks too. We, you know, told our guys just because we've been hot the last couple games doesn't mean, you know, go to practice tomorrow with that false sense of security and, you know, don't work hard on your shooting.
Once again, Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning here tonight, 79-34. You were led tonight. You had three in double figures there. Dylan Hutchins, a nice 15 points off the bench for you. Trey O'Neill had 18 and actually had four in double figures. Sloan, he hit a couple of threes tonight and had 14 as well. And Brett Meyer was really feeling it as well tonight.
Brett hit one really, really deep. It looked like, you know, one of those shots that Trey hit against Hayes. And, you know, that really stretches the zone out. Sloan's been working hard. I mean, you know, number one, he's not a guard. But at the same time, you know, we want him to shoot that ball, you know, from the three-point line occasionally just to kind of open things up, you know, for the post. And then, you know, it was really nice to see Dylan come back. And, you know, he's been struggling a lot lately, you know, with his shooting and confidence. And, you know, after he got that first one down, you know, they just kept on feeding him. And that's the thing about senior guards is, you know, they have that sense of urgency to get other people going. And, you know, Brett and Trey both, you know, found Dylan when he was wide open because they were in a triangle or two. And, you know, somebody's going to be open. And, you know, it was Dylan tonight. And, you know, he was knocking them down.
And your defense was also pretty good here tonight. It looked like you guys were pretty quick with your hands on defense and frustrated Nick Oster, leading scorer, 6'6", sophomore. He averages around 13 a game, and you guys hold him to three and all from the foul line.
Well, Sloan got a couple of his shots on some blocks, and I think we probably fouled him a couple times that didn't get called. You know, so you had a little bit of that both ways. But, you know, young guys and seniors too. I mean, everybody that, you know, gets fouled and they think they got fouled and no call, I mean, they kind of, you know, get frustrated a little bit. So I think you can kind of see that in him tonight a little bit.
Drake McRae had the big jump of the game there, jumped over that Blake Newshafer kid, and then you got some younger kids in there tonight. Jess Stroman got his first varsity points.
Well, he told you a couple weeks ago he wanted a bucket, so I mean, he got his bucket. And, you know, the JV, they struggled today, and they didn't play real well last night either in the JV tournament down at Lake. And so it was nice to see when they got on the varsity court that they got a couple, you know, nice plays. And Tokyo Gentry, they're going to make some plays, you know, in the varsity game that they didn't make in the JV, you know, that which usually happens. I mean, you're a little looser, you know, that the game's, you know, underhand, and, you know, you can kind of relax and play. That's the difference between maybe a veteran that's played, you know, a ton and a JV kid is, you know, that the ability to relax and still be intense enough to play. I mean, it sounds like an oxymoron with intense and relax in the same sentence, but we told our guys, hey, on the defensive end, you got to be really, really intense. On the offensive end, you got to put a smile on your face and be relaxed and play.
First game at home in 3 weeks on Friday nights, a big one with Hugoton coming to town, and they were down by four at the break against Holcomb, and Hugoton lost maybe last Friday night. They've had a couple losses since you guys played them last, but still a pretty good team and improving.
Well, that's a big league game. You know, we haven't played a league game for a little bit, so, you know, get back in the league action with that second part, and you got a really good TMP team coming in on Tuesday. So, you know, our back six games, you know, that we have left are, you know, we got three games against state-ranked teams, and, you know, luckily all three of those are at home where people get a chance to come out and watch us and support us. But, you know, our guys right now are playing pretty loose, but, you know, at the same time, you know, they know they got to continue to work hard. And we point out a bunch of things in pregame as far as their talk on things we can get better. So, you know, we're definitely not satisfied with where we are, but we're happy with our performance tonight.
79-34, Beavers winning, and coaches, always appreciate you stopping by post game. We'll talk to you later on the week.
All right, thanks, Adam.